Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have, as October was our 10th consecutive month of double-digit enrollment growth, double-digit sales growth, and November is certainly on that same path. So congratulations and thanks so much for your hard work and efforts here all year long. And tonight's call is going to be fun. We're going to be talking a little bit about creating a winning streak in your business and in your life. So we do a lot of nuts and bolts, blocking and tackling, basic training on these calls, but we also sometimes tackle some issues that are things that can help you in your business and even beyond your business, and this is one of those calls. But before we get into that, I've got a handful of great and important announcements I'd like to make, and start with the Diamond Trip. You know, we've got our first Diamond Trip coming up December 13th through the 15th, and you've still got time to qualify. If you've not yet made it to the Diamond rank, you've got through the end of November, and you know, there's only one first. You know, there's only one time that the company does something for the first time, and you have the opportunity to say, I was at the first one, but you got to be a Diamond to do it. And we're going to have a tour. We're going to have training. We're going to be connecting and bonding with Dave and Amy, our owners, and each other. You know, so this is an opportunity for you to share and learn from other people that also are very successful, that may have different skills than you do. And we're going to set ourselves up for a huge, huge, huge 2014. So as successful as 2013 has been, I'm very, very confident that 2014 is really going to be Purium's breakout year. And if you want to make it your breakout year, you want to get to Diamond this month, you want to be at the Diamond Trip and be part of the first Diamond Club next month. And I know some of the people that have already raised their hands and put in their RSVPs are up from Canada. And we're excited to have folks from all over coming in, and we've just made it a little bit easier for all Canadians by lowering the shipping and handling rates by coming out with a new FedEx Ground program. And we originally said that you'd be able to save up to 30% off on our FedEx Ground program, but as we've run through and looked at some of the rates, and if you saw the email blast today, you'll realize that the savings are more like 26% to 53% from what we've been paying and what you've been paying on the air delivery. So it's a good example of under-promising, over-delivering. You know, so depending on where you live in Canada, depending on how much you're getting shipped up to your address, you could be saving 50% or more compared to what you were paying just last week. So that new program is in place, it's up and operational, and that is going to be the standard way that we ship to Canada. You certainly can still request air shipments, but our standard shipping up to Canada is going to be FedEx Ground, and you're going to have a big savings from that, and we believe that Canada and all the Canadian business is going to go to another level. Speaking of going to another level, you know, people that are utilizing the DVDs with their healthy happy hours are having great success. We've got our gift card special program going on. We've got our Gold Rush promotion going on. We've got our Diamond achievement bonus of $1,000 going on. And that's something that I wanted to share with everybody is that, you know, for those of you thinking, gosh, you know, I'd love to go to the Diamond Trip, but, you know, it's busy and it's the holidays and all those sorts of things. You know, the great news is that if you achieve the Diamond rank, you get an extra $1,000 built right into the compensation plan for this month. So you have the opportunity to get your plane fare free, and then, of course, we pay for the hotel for two people. We pay for the food for two people. So, you know, you shouldn't really have any expenses or any excuses not to be there if you hit the Diamond rank this month. So everything's laid out for you as far as the success and the road to success, and it really begins with our transformation program. And, you know, we've had so much success. We just had another handful of great transformation before and after photos in this week's email blast, and we just can't keep up with all of the amazing results and testimonials that we're getting with this transformation program. And so, you know, what I'd like to do as really our final announcement before we get into the training tonight is to announce the winner of our Transformation Challenge from October. So every month we give away a 4-day, 3-night retreat at Dave Sandoval's Native Springs Oasis Retreat. It's an amazing property. Dave does an unbelievable job of bringing in chefs and yoga instructors and having fun. And the person who is going to win this transformation challenge is just up the road from me. In Colorado, the winner of the October Transformation Challenge is out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. She lost 9.4 pounds, 6 inches, and her name is Janie Jenkins. So congratulations to Janie Jenkins, winner of the October Transformation Challenge. And Janie, are you on the line? Janie Jenkins, are you on the line?
Sure.
Hey, well, congratulations and surprise.
Oh, my God. Thank you. This is just unbelievable. Wow.
Well, nice. Well, why don't you share a little bit about, what happened on your transformation and how your experience has been with the Purion product so far?
Well, let's see. I had taken a trip out to Hawaii to visit family and friends, and, on Facebook I had noticed some pictures from my dear friend Geraldine and got excited about the 10-day transformation and, had just been feeling so stuck, not being able to lose weight, not finding food would really work, and, so I ordered the 10-day transformation, came back to Colorado, and did it, and had just amazing results for myself. Being rid of migraine headaches, not having a craving for caffeine anymore, no longer drinking diet soda or coffee. It has just been really remarkable. I've also been talking about, closet diving and finding clothes that I haven't fit into for, quite some time. I can't get over it. I love Purium. I love the support. I love trying all the products. And just thank you. Thank you to all of you.
Well, congratulations, and you had a fantastic transformation. One of the things that you wrote on your transformation enrollment form that I think lots of people can relate to is you said that, one of the biggest accomplishments was that you completed it and that you oftentimes start things and don't complete it. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that on tonight's training. Why don't you share what it meant to you just to go through the 10 days, not only losing the weight and breaking some of your addictions, but just the sense of accomplishment of completing the 10 days. What did that mean to you?
Well, and thanks for reminding me about that. Yes, that was a really big, big thing for me. In fact, starting it, and, everybody's told, go public, go strong. And I was just thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't know, if I go public, I'm going to have to actually complete this. And, it was a big challenge, and it was remarkable. I mean, it wasn't to say that there weren't any challenges through the 10 days, but getting through that just really, really proved something to myself, and I can't get over actually doing that. And, thinking I'm going to actually do another 10 days with my sister-in-law, but it's really opened up my eyes to the possibilities in my life and what I can actually accomplish.
Well, what a great story to say that now you're going to do another 10 days with your sister-in-law. So you're going from the student to the teacher, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that tonight. So congratulations on making the transformation as far as, not only your weight loss and breaking your addictions, but really stepping forward as a leader to help other people and share the path of healthier eating with others. So we really, really appreciate that. Congratulations, Janie. And I'm not sure if Dave Sandoval's on the line tonight. He said he was going to try to make it. Dave, are you on the call? I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to make it here this evening, but, for sure we will get with you, Janie, and let you know all of, the benefits of being part of the retreat, when the next retreat is coming up, and how you can participate. So if you could hit mute or *6, that would be great, and congratulations again on your fantastic transformation.
Thanks again, and thanks to everyone for all their amazing support. Thanks a lot.
Excellent. Well, you know, now is the perfect time. You know, Jenny was talking about doing a second transformation. Well, David Sandoval is going to be doing his own after Thanksgiving transformation. It's our first annual after Thanksgiving transformation. The first time that I did the transformation was 1 year ago, right after Thanksgiving, and it was perfect because while everyone else was gaining weight, I was losing weight, and I felt fantastic, you know, coming out of the Thanksgiving holiday and really, you know, drawing a line in the sand and making a difference and a change in my eating. And so, you know, Dave is going to be hosting the support call starting on December 2nd for those 10 days. So you'll get extra support and, you know, we're going to pay special attention to everybody. So, you know, if you've got Thanksgiving plans, you're going to be seeing family, you're going to be seeing friends, reach out to them prior to Thanksgiving. Reach out to them this week, this weekend, and tell them what you're going to be doing after Thanksgiving and see if they want to join you on a challenge, on a cleanse. And, you know, and that way you got something to talk about at Thanksgiving to gather everybody up and do that with you. So, you know, for those of you who have already done the transformation, make sure that you go to transformationenrollment.com, post your before and after photos, enter in your information. It's really simple. It only takes a couple of minutes, and you have the opportunity to win an unbelievable trip to meet Dave Sandoval at his personal retreat and have, you know, a fantastic time and a great learning experience. So, you know, please, 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 if you're doing the transformation, go to transformationenrollment.com and take care of that. So lots of announcements tonight, lots of excitement, and, you know, it just comes with the territory with a fast-growing business. And, you know, what we want to make sure is that your business is growing and that you're doing the best you can to create a personal winning streak. And there's an author named Brendan Burchard, and he's got a great book called Life's Golden Ticket, and he does some fantastic training. And most of the information that I'm going to be sharing here tonight is based upon his trainings and, you know, a little bit of stuff of mine kind of woven in, but mostly his ideas about how to create this upward spiral, how to create a winning streak. And one of the things that's fun about this business is that the product experience and the transformation from a physical standpoint and a health standpoint plays right into your business. The better your personal testimonial, the easier it is to share with others. And so the knowing that you're going to be building a business makes you more committed to your own health so you can be a billboard for your business. So the two work hand in hand, and, you know, it's one of the added benefits of doing the transformation and doing the Purium business. And both of the things, the idea of a health transformation or a business transformation, a financial transformation, both of those things start with hunger, start with enthusiasm, start with a reason why you want to make the change. You know, you probably remember in high school physics the idea of an object that's in motion stays in motion, but an object that's not in motion, an inert object, an object that's not moving, its tendency is to continue not to move. So to make a change, to make a transformation, to make a decision, is something that takes new energy. And so you need to have a reason why, a hunger and enthusiasm to do something new. So that's the first step in changing your health or changing your finances to create a winning streak. The first step is hunger. The second step is belief. It's belief in yourself. It's belief in the product you're taking. It's belief in the company, the business, the industry. It's a belief that this vehicle that you're using, that you're taking, that you're part of, is going to get you where you want to go. So you need to have the why, the hunger, the enthusiasm to change, and then you need to have the belief that you found the right product and vehicle. So the second step is belief. The third is ownership. The third step is ownership, which is you need to have accountability to say, I am going to make the change. And as Janie said, you know, it was hard for her to go public with that. It held her more accountable. She had a history of not following through on things, and yet when she went public, she felt more committed not to let others down or not to embarrass herself. And so making that public decision and holding herself accountable, and you don't have to do it publicly, but it's always great to find an accountability partner somebody who will hold you to your transformation, hold you to your health goals, hold you to your business goals and the activities that are necessary for you to build your business. So the first three things, hunger and belief and ownership and accountability, those things are really about your attitude toward why you're doing what you're doing. And then the next step, step number four, is about knowledge. It's about learning. It's about taking in new information. It's about being open and listening to the ideas and concepts, being willing to be teachable, to be a student. And again, whether that's a physical and health transformation, being open to the idea that there is a better way to eat, that this transformation program that we're talking about makes so much sense physiologically. The idea of eating clean and green and learning more. The more knowledge you have, the more motivated you'll be to take action. So learn about the product. Learn about the business. Understand what you're getting into and why it can work for so many people. We have our Million Mom Movement. It's a great piece of our business because it shares a lot of valuable information about our clean and green lifestyle and what to do, what not to do. So step four in creating a winning streak to move forward in this upward spiral, this stairway to success, is learning and knowledge. Step five is focus. It's to get clear on what you're going to do, get clear on what you're not going to do, to prioritize. You know you're going to be needing new energy to make this change, so prioritizing and making sure that you are appropriately, focused on what it is that you want to accomplish and to have a process for being successful. And that's one of the things that's great about our program and about our business is we have a very specific process for doing the transformation. We have a very specific way of doing business as Purium. We've got our Fast Start training guide. We have our Fast Start training audios. We have our Healthy Happy Hour training guide. We have our Healthy Happy Hour training audios. So we lay out the program for you that helps you to stay focused as far as what you need to do. So that's the next step. After that is initiative. And this is where we go from attitude, belief, mindset, prioritization, and knowledge, and all this stuff that's in our head. And we've got to take all-out massive action. And that all-out massive action with our 10-day transformation is to jump in with both feet and to be very, very serious about your program and to follow it. You know, to take that power shake, to take the master aminos back and forth every 2 hours, take your flex foods. That's not cheating. Take your flex foods, but, you know, don't flex off of the flex. You know, so we give you flex foods that you can consume, and you're going to have success if you follow the transformation. Same thing with our method of operation as far as promoting the business. You need to take massive action. You need to have your healthy happy hour. Introduce your friends and family to this business concept. Utilize your gift cards and some of the other tools that we put in place, all the videos and DVDs, so that you can be successful. And that initiative, that action, is where things start to happen, and it's through the consistent action, not just the massive action up front, but the consistent action, the persistence, that ultimately is, to me, maybe the most important piece of creating a winning streak. Because lots of people get the mindset right, they have the belief, they have the reason why, they have the focus, everything's working mentally in their head, and the second things get a little hard, they stop. And so it's great to hear Janie's story, and it's great to hear the story of, you know, our diamonds and green diamonds and blue and black and red and crowns and two-star crowns. It's great to hear their stories because they were all at that same part. They were all at that same spot where they had to take that first action and that second and that third and that fifth, and the only reason they've gotten to where they have is because they've heard more no's. They've heard more people say no to them than you have, but they've been willing to continue with that activity and action and that persistence. And if you talk to people who have been successful, you know, persistence and activity is at the center of it. The next step in that stairway to success, that creation of a winning streak, is then to be collaborative. to get other people involved. And especially in this business, it's one of the most fun parts of our business is to create a team, to go out and find the people you want to work with that are high energy and optimistic and inspire you, and, you know, people who are looking for change and believe in the lifestyle and in the concept of eating clean and green and being an entrepreneur and all those things. You get to choose your team. You get to go out and choose who you want to work with and be collaborative and share the results that you've had. And that's, you know, important. The next step, the eighth step, is to be accessible. So somebody has helped you to get to where you are, and you need to help others get to where they are. And I'm seeing that on so many teams where they utilize Facebook, and they create this community of people who are inspiring and, you know, energizing and having that positive reinforcement. And so, you know, that culture of success and that culture of appreciation is really important. So that initiative, collaboration, and accessibility in creating a team, creating action for yourself and others, is the core of creating a winning streak. Now, as we move up the stairway to success to the ninth step, and don't worry, I'll recap them all here in a moment, is coaching. You know, so now you're starting to move above the day-to-day fray of just your own activity, and you're starting to lead others in the path that you've just walked. Janie was sharing that. She did the transformation. She had a tremendous success, and now she wants to help her sister-in-law. She's going to do it with her sister-in-law, and I'm sure she's going to be providing some coaching on what worked for her. And so having that personal experience, creating that activity, collaborating with others creates that hand-holding stairway to success. Somebody helps you up a step, now you're going to help somebody else up a step. Somebody helps you up to a higher step, you're going to help another person up to the higher step. And, you know, that's what leading leaders is all about. It's the idea of not creating followers, but creating people who want to follow in your footsteps so that they can be leaders. And that's really operating at that ninth and higher level of being a coach. The tenth level is mastery. It's delivering excellence. It's understanding that it's not practice that makes perfect, it's perfect practice that makes perfect. That you're working on your business, you're looking at what works in your business and what works in your life, and making adjustments and being diligent. You know, every week I use my planner to take a look at what I want to accomplish, and I look at the week before. And I match that up to yearly goals and monthly goals, and certainly I have daily goals as well. But, you know, the to-do list is what keeps me busy, but my plan is what keeps me on track to be successful. And, you know, it gives me the opportunity for the next step, the 11th step, which is gratitude. You know, it's to thank your customers, to thank your members, to thank your mentors, to thank the people that are helping you to move up the ladder. And so, you know, when we're at Diamond Club, it's so much fun to share these stories and to hear people appreciate others, and you'll hear the level of energy and excitement and appreciation the higher you go up in the ranks, because people have more people to thank and feel better about where they are in the process. So this upward spiral of you know, business really can then start to, you know, it starts as a product, it turns into a business, but then ultimately becomes a culture and a people and a lifestyle that is contagious. And once people have success in network marketing, they don't want to do anything else. And the reason is because there's no other business model on the planet that allows that level of connectivity and collaboration and gratitude. And so it's just so much fun to be part of that energy. And that energy creates a sense of wanting to pay it forward that much more. So to recap, the creation of a winning streak, the stairway to success, starts out at level one with hunger, goes to level two, the belief that this is the right vehicle for you to find success. The third is the ownership, the accountability that you're going to do what it takes to be successful. The fourth is the learning and the knowledge, the willingness to listen and be open and take in new information. The fifth is the focus, to get clear on what you'll do and what you won't do, and prioritize or reprioritize to make sure that you're going to have success. The sixth is initiative, taking that massive action. The seventh is collaboration, getting other people involved. The eighth step is accessibility, being willing to reciprocate and be a good teammate. The ninth is coaching, is coaching others and helping to create a culture of success. The tenth is mastery, of delivering excellence and learning, you know, what works best and sharing that amongst your team. And the 11th is gratitude, the willingness to pay it forward and be appreciative. And, you know, the opposite is the downward spiral, and the downward spiral happens when you're thankless and when you're uncoachable and when you're lazy and when you're closed off and when you're greedy and distracted and, you know, not involved in the success of others. And so, you know, you have to create the mindset first. You have to create the activity next. You have to create the collaboration and teamwork. And then from there, it's all about coaching and creating that culture to help people to move up that stairway to success. And it's not easy, but it's worth it. And it's not easy to create that stairway to success for your health, but it's worth it. It's not easy to create that stairway to success for your business, but it's worth it. And as far as life goes, to me, that's what life's all about. It's all about, you know, being the best person that I can be and sharing that with other people and creating a culture around me of high-level, high-integrity performers. And so that's what gets me up out of bed every morning, very excited to be part of this business, is because I know that we have great products and we have a great culture and we have a great opportunity and we have great people from the company and the field working together to try to do good things. So, you know, I know we're creating a stairway to success for Purium, and it's really up to you to create your own stairway to success and your own team that's having, you know, that 1, 2, 3, 4 ABC moving forward, moving up, and helping people along the way. So hopefully this gave you some words and some visualization to know what you need to work on and what you need to do next. And, you know, I'm excited to be a part of it and always here to help. So thanks, everybody, and congratulations, Janie, on winning the Transformation Challenge for October. I don't know if Dave Sandoval had an opportunity to jump on. Dave, are you on the line? As I said, I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to join tonight's call, so, you know, we'll have to catch him tomorrow night. We have a Meet the Owners call, so Dave and Amy will be available and on tomorrow night. Those calls are 1 hour earlier. What I do want to announce tonight is that we're going to be changing our schedule in December so that all our calls, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, are all at the same time. And it seems as though the more popular time is the earlier time. So starting in December, and you'll hear some emails, see some emails and text messages about that, but this is the first announcement of it. So we're going to be moving all of our calls, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, to 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, and what is now 4 o'clock Hawaii time. That seems to be the more popular time. So, you know, that doesn't start till December, but it makes it easier for everyone to remember. So please join us tomorrow night at 9 o'clock for the Meet the Owners call, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. And thanks so much for joining us. And then Dave and I will be on the line Thursday night, still at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific, up through the end of November, to do our business opportunity presentation for you. But hopefully you got some good ideas. You're creating a winning streak in your business, and we certainly appreciate you creating a winning streak overall for Purium. So congratulations, and we will talk to you tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody. Good night.